Hallelujah. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters and ministers.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与各位长执弟兄姐妹同在。
This morning, we'll continue the series of topic priorities in the Christian life for mutual encouragement.
我们今天早上还是要继续以基督徒的优先顺序来作为主题。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6:33.
我们翻到马太福音六章。
Matthew chapter 6:33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Please read.
三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Here, Lord Jesus Christ tell us how to set our priorities in our life all right.
那这里主耶稣已经告诉我们要将自己的生活如何去安排优先顺序。
The number one most important things is put God first.
首先，最重要的就是将神放在第一位。
If you put God and all the related matters of Him in the first priority in life,
那我们要将与神所有相关的事物全部都放在生活的第一位。
Everything else will fall into its necessary place.
那其他的一切啊，都是在它都会在需要的地方。
If you don't put God first,
因为如果你没有将神放在第一位
，you'll find your life will be even though you put so much effort, but however you have so much troubles.
你就会发现，不论你今天多么的努力，你还是会遭遇许多的麻烦。
So that's why we have to put the priority right.
这才是为什么我们要将自己的优先顺序做对。
Last week we mentioned about everything we have to put God first.
上个礼拜我们说到要将所有的一切都将神放在第一位。
But doesn't only mean that we come to church all the time and pray and read Bible only.
但这不只代表说我们是经常来教会或是读经祷告。
In everything.That we do, we have to put God first.
是我们所做的一切，我们都要将神放在最优先。
Last night we kind of talked about slide number 6, the priority, the pyramid of priority of Christian life.
那我们昨晚也讲了，用了一个金字塔来讲了基督徒的优先顺序。
That God shall always be in the top of this pyramid.
那神他一定要在这个金字塔的最顶端。
Worship is number one.
崇拜是第一。
That's why Saturday we don't do any other things. We have to give it to God as a Sabbath day.
这才是为什么我们在周六安息圣日，我们什么都不要做，就因为要将这一天献给神。
We have to give God the most important priority.
我们要将神看得最重要。
Number two priority is always family.
那第二就是家庭。
Family is more important than everything else coming down.
那家庭它比任何在这个金字塔下面的一切都还来得重要。
More important even than our holy work, our church, church work, and work and business and other hobbies.
它比我们做的圣工、教会，又是我们的兴趣、工作都还重要。
Because if your family you do not manage it well,
因为若你今天没有将自己的家庭顾好
all the other things will not be glorifying to God's name.
你所做的其他事情都没有办法去荣耀神的名。
So that's why last night we talk about.How to manage the marriage.
所以昨晚我们讲了要如何去管理婚姻。
We haven't finished, so today we'd like to continue this very important topic.
那我们昨晚还没有讲完，所以今天要延续。
We're still some young people still will step into marriage, maybe soon in the future.
我们还有一些年轻人，他们可能即将就会步入婚姻的殿堂。
If you haven't married yet, make your first priority.
那如果你还没有结婚，要将它放在优先。
First priority in marriage is you must marry in Christ.
那你在婚姻里面的第一点最重要的就是要在主里结婚。
You don't go out to find someone who doesn't share the same faith.
你不要去找不能同父异母的人。
Because life, the most important thing is God.
因为在你生活里面最重要的就是神。
If you marry someone who doesn't share this value, it is a pain for you.
那如果你今天去与一个跟你没有相同信仰的人结婚，这对你来说会很痛苦。
Because the most important objective is not the same.
因为你最重要的目标是不一样的。
If you're already married,
但若你结婚了
right, sitting here, we have some newly wedded, or we have some married for decades.
我们在座的各位，有些是刚结婚，有些是已经结婚好多年。
We still have to be careful.
还是要小心。
Because devil is working very hard to try to destroy our faith.
因为魔鬼他非常的努力要来摧毁我们的信仰。
And to destroy our church.
要来摧毁教会。
In order to destroy that, he just have to do one thing.
那要去摧毁这些，他只需要做一件事情。
He's going to destroy the marriage.And then everything will fall apart very easily.
他只要去摧毁这个婚姻，那一切都会随之而来。
Nowadays in the society,
那今天在现今的社会上
the failure of marriage is more than 50%.
这个失败的婚姻已经超过了 50%。
Because devil is using the scissor to cut the cord of marriage so that the couple doesn't love each other anymore.
因为这魔鬼他用就像用剪刀一样把这个婚姻的这个核心剪断了，让彼此不再爱对方。
So that's why we have to, as a Christian, we have to always prevent that from happening.
那所以作为基督徒，我们一定要去避免这样的事情发生。
And don't get foothold to devil to destroy our marriage.
我们不要给魔鬼留了地步来摧毁我们的婚姻。
Last night we talked about some risk factor that maybe devil will use to entice us to step outside our marriage and commit sin.
那昨晚我们已经讲了几点是魔鬼他可能会用这些事情、这些危险的这个东西来让来诱惑我们，让我们跌倒。
The most important thing is we should start with keeping our heart.
那首先我们最重要就是要去保守自己的心。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
我们翻到箴言第四章
slide 21,
23节。
Proverbs 4, 23 to 24.
箴言第四章二十三、二十四节。二十三节，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。二十四节，你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。
Here the Bible tells us, guard our heart above all else.
这里圣经告诉我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
If you are still single, you have to guard your heart for your future spouse.
那若你今天还单身，那你一定要保守你的心，为了你将来的另一半。
If you already married, even more important, you have to guard your heart.
若你已经结婚了，那更重要，你一定要保守你的心。
I like this picture very much. Is that usually when we see a heart, it's a fresh heart and it's red, right?
就像这个图我们看到的，我们通常我们的心都是红的。
However, this heart is a full armor, metal armor protecting it.
但这个心它有一个盔甲来保护它。
So that anything harmful cannot draw near, cannot attack the heart.
所以任何有害的都没有办法去伤害这颗心。
Devil try very hard to go into our heart so that we can go outside of our marriage and sin against God.
这个魔鬼他非常的努力要让我们要突破我们要进入我们的心让我们去犯罪得罪神。
But the Bible already tells us how to put marriage in our priority.
但圣经里面告诉我们要如何将婚姻摆在优先。
If you use the word of God, if you use God as a center of your marriage,
若我们今天婚姻里面是由神作为中心，有神的道。
Let me repeat. If you put God in the center of your marriage,
若你将神放在你婚姻的中间。
If you put God first in your marriage,
若你将神放在你婚姻的第一位。
Then your marriage will be guarded by God.
那你的婚姻就会被神保守。
God will guard your heart.
神会保守你的心。
Because you are guarding your heart too.
因为你有神在心里。
Okay, there was one time there was a daughter is going to get married.
有一次啊，有一个女儿啊要结婚。
And the mother is going to give a gift to her.
因为她的母亲就想要给她一个礼物。
And the daughter is very happy to receive it.
那这女儿当然也很开心要接受。
As she unwrapped the box, the gift, she find out the mother gave her is an empty box.
但当这个女儿打开这个礼物的时候，她发现里面是个空盒子。
It's a wooden empty box.
是一个木头做的空盒子。
Similar to the one in next slide. So the daughter asked the mother, "Why in this special occasion you only give me an empty box?"
但所以这女儿就问这个母亲，她的母亲说，哎，为什么在这么特别的日子里，你给我一个空盒子呢
？And the mother said, "Okay, daughter, listen."
但是母亲就说，女儿听我说。
You're going to get married.
你要结婚了。
I'm not going to discourage you, but I'm going to tell you one thing very important.
我不会让你这个受打击，但是有一件很重要的事情我一定要告诉你。
Don't expect marriage is a gift inside full of everything.
你不要去期待说这个婚姻就像一个礼物里面装满的东西。
Don't expect when you open this box, you find everything and all the problem can be solved.
不要去期待说，在你的婚姻里面，当你打开这个盒子，你所有的问题都能够被解决。
Marriage starts always as an empty box.
婚姻从一开始就是从一个空盒子开始的。
You always have to put in stuff first before you can take it out.
那你首先你一定要将东西放进去，你才能拿出来。
Just like a bank account.
就像你的银行账户。
If you don't deposit money inside,
若你今天没有存钱
，there's nothing you can withdraw from.
你就没有办法去领钱。
So now you're going to be a wife of someone.
所以你现在要做他人的妻子。
Remember, you are facing this empty box.
你要记得，你是在面对这一个空盒子。
Whatever you want to take out, you have to put in first.
不论你今天想要从这盒子里面拿出什么，你首先要放进去。
And that is a very important teaching.
那这个就是很重要的教训。
Sometimes why the devil can have foothold to tempt us, to tempt someone who sin against God and break the marriage vow?
那为什么有时候魔鬼他能够找到我们的这个留给他的地步，然后让摧毁我们的婚姻，让我们得罪神呢
？It always starts with some complaint in the marriage.
那都是从一些在婚姻里的抱怨开始。
If you listen to people, you know most people have some complaint about the marriage.
那若你去听一些人讲，他们都总是会有抱怨。
Well, because they fear God, so that they may not leave easily or to sin against God very easily.
但因为他们敬畏神或是害怕神，所以他们不会这么容易就离开或是得罪神。
But it doesn't mean that impossible to happen.
但不代表说这是不可能的。
You know, extramarital affair or adultery happen in every age group.
奸淫啊，或者是这都是在各个年龄层都有的。
Whether you are 20, you are 40, you are 60.
不论你是20、30或40或是60。
Even 80s, you can still face the temptation.
就算你是80岁，你可能都还会遭遇试探。
Don't take things for granted.
你不要觉得任何一切都是理所应当的。
I know we have been married so long, even though we have problems, but nothing will happen.
不要觉得说啊，我们已经结婚很久了，虽然有问题，但没有什么事情会发生。
If you don't fix your marriage, if you don't improve your marriage,
那若你的婚姻没有进步，你没有去修正
，Devil can always have chance to destroy your marriage.
啊，这魔鬼他一直会有机会来摧毁你的婚姻。
So don't just complain about your spouse.
那所以不要只是会对你自己的另外一半抱怨。
Just like the story of the empty box.
啊，就像这个空盒子的故事。
Yeah, sometimes you look at your own marriage, you're lacking of something.
所以你有时候看你的婚姻好像缺乏了什么。
But whatever is lacking in your marriage is what you are not bringing in.
但不论你今天你的婚姻你缺乏什么，那是你没有将它带进去的。
Yeah, for example, if you complain, maybe your spouse doesn't show much care about you.
如果说假如说你今天会抱怨说啊，你另外一半不太关心你。
But do you actually show a lot of care to your spouse?
但你是否有已经对于他有很多的关心了呢
？So whatever you're lacking, actually, sometimes you're refusing or you're neglecting to put in.
所以你今天所缺乏的，可能是你忽略、没有放进去的、没有付出的。
So the Bible said you put God first in our marriage and focus on cultivating our marriage.
那所以圣经里面告诉我们要将神放在婚姻里的中间，我们要去培养、去耕养自己的婚姻。
So the next line show us, don't forget to show love to your spouse.
所以。我们下一个这个就告诉我们不要去忘记爱你的另外一半，
向你的配偶表达爱
情。
You know, we especially we Asian, right? I know Western people may be different, but Asian usually we don't say the word love that much in our mouth.
那可能因为这个亚洲的东方的文化，我们不太经常会表达自己的爱。
However, it is very important to show love and care to your spouse.
但今天去表达爱和关心是很重要的。
Remember our pyramid.
要去记得我们的金字塔。
Marriage, family is number two.
婚姻和家庭是第二。
But some brothers, some husband, they thought that career is more important than marriage or family.
但有一些弟兄和丈夫，他们觉得事业才是第一。
Actually, this is a wrong concept.
这其实是错误的概念。
Marriage, career is for marriage, not marriage for career.
事业是为了婚姻，而不是婚姻为了事业。
Because career is to earn money so that you can feed your family.
因为事业是为了让你能够赚钱养家。
But it's not the other way around.
但不是另外相反的。
So for husband, you never forget, you never neglect your wife because of your career or work.
那所以作为丈夫，我们不应该因为自己的事业而去忽略妻子。
I know nowadays it's very busy. People career are super busy.
我知道今天大家都非常的繁忙。
And now during the pandemic, everybody is working at home.
现在因为疫情啊，每个人都在家工作。
It seems that you see your wife, see your husband like 24 hours a day. Sometimes you get so tired of it. You're missing the day that, oh, I wish I can go back to office.
有些丈夫可能就觉得说啊，每天24小时都在见面，好希望可以赶快回公司。
Wow, you have to think about what is more important.
你需要去思考什么才是更重要的。
You stay in the house together doesn't mean you are cultivating your marriage.
你的24小时待在家里，不代表说你们在培养自己的婚姻，在养自己的婚姻。
You can stay in the house for 24 hours a day, but if you don't talk to each other, you don't care each other, it is means for nothing.
你们可以24小时相处，但你们如果没有去对话、去聊天的话，这个是没有意义的。
And for wives, sometimes because of the children they give birth to, they will neglect the husband.
作为妻子，有时候因为自己所生的孩子，会忽略了丈夫。
You know, before she gives birth, she'll be so patient to the husband, so loving and caring.
在她这个生孩子之前呢，妻子都对自己的丈夫很有耐心。
But after she given birth, you know, wow, everything, all the attention is on the child.
但在这个生孩子之后，所有的注意力就放在孩子身上。
Everything she talked to the husband is about do this, do that, do this, do that, and help us.
那所有一切，这个妻子跟丈夫所说的就是你去做这个，做那个。
And to the husband, the wife suddenly only become a mother. The wife disappears.
那对于这个丈夫来说，好像他的妻子变成了妈妈。
So that is very important. We should not neglect the Bible teach us.
所以我们很圣经里面的教训很重要，我们千万不要去忽略。
Now we use the Bible to talk about what is the few ways to maintain our tent to care about marriage using the Bible.
那在圣经里面也告诉我们几点要如何去维持自己的婚姻的。
And to show care and love to each other in marriage.
那如何在婚姻里面去表达爱和关心
？First, we must always, as couple or parents, you have to maintain a marriage by showing care.
那首先是在婚姻里面，我们一定要去对彼此表达关心。
Let's turn to Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 12.
我们翻到雅歌。
Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 12 to 13.
雅歌一章十二十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 12 to 13.
一章十二十三节。王正坐席的时候，我的拿达香膏发出香味。我以我的良人为一袋墨药，藏在我怀中。
Here the Bible, the Song of Songs talk about a love story.
这里雅歌是讲爱情的故事。
Between the king and his loved one.
是在于基于他这个王和他所爱的。
And of course, spiritually symbolize Jesus and his church.
在属灵的角度，这就是基督和教会的关系。
We always talk about that this is a sacred and holy marriage.
我们一直讲说这是圣洁的婚姻。
But at the same time, it's also talking about a real love story.
但同时，他也是在讲一个爱情的故事。
Between husband and wife, it should be a love story.
在丈夫与妻子之间，一定会有爱情故事。
It shouldn't be just duty or daily routine.
不应该只是有责任或是日常的该做的职责。
Sometimes we just so focused on daily routines, running around here and there, and then the love show less and less.
有一天可能就是说在日常生活里面，我们将就只是做日常的事情，爱就越来越少。
Here tells how to show love.
这里告诉我们要如何去表达爱。
To show care and in each other's heart.
要用心去表达对彼此的关心。
Here said when the king is in his feast.
这里说当王正坐席的时候。
And then the loved one, the bride, her perfume have a lot of nice fragrant.
他的这个爱人就有他的香膏就发出了很多的香味。
And that fragrant can be put in her breast.
那这样子的香膏也能藏在这个王的怀中。
Is also something in her heart, in his heart.
也是在这个王的心中。
What does it mean?
这代表什么
？Care and concern sometimes can be just like a very good fragrance.
那这个这样子的一个关心，日常的经常的关怀，就会像这香膏一样。
If after a long day of work, when you come home,
在一个可能繁忙的一天，当你回到家
，When your spouse show care and concern to you,
当你的另外一半很关心你
just like putting you in her heart, in his heart,
就好像将你放在他心里。
Wow, and you feel that wow, this is like a best fragrance.
你就感觉说这是最好的香膏。
You know, our Lord Jesus always put us in his heart.
我们主耶稣他经常他每一直将我们放在他心里。
He always thinking about you and me.
他一直在思想我们。
That's why when you pray, he answers.
这才是为什么当我们祷告，他回应。
We should use the same thing to show care to our spouse.
我们今天也应该要用一样的关心去关怀我们的另外一半。
Sometimes we live together, but we don't show much care.
有时候我们住在一起，但却不太关心彼此。
Maybe you disagree. You know, of course I care. I work so hard and bring the money home.
那可能你会觉得说我不同意这个说法，因为我赚钱养家，把钱带回来。
Or maybe someone disagrees, saying that I care. Otherwise, why would I cook the dinner or clean the house?
或有些人会觉得说，我当然在乎啊。若不在乎的话，我为什么会煮饭
？But your care must be shown to the way that others can feel about it.
但你对他人的在乎一定要是有一个方式是能够让他们感受到的。
You should not say I care already, but you don't get it.
你不应该说我在乎你，但你不知道。
Maybe people, different people care about different things a little bit differently.
因为每一个人他们所在乎，他们能够接收到这样子的关心的点是不一样的。
So this line says care has to be shown in order to be felt.
那所以这里告诉我们，我们的对他人的在乎一定要被感受到。
You cannot say, "Oh, you are in my heart, but I don't show it."
你不能说啊，你在我心里，但你不表达。
Just like you cannot say, "Oh, I care about Jesus, but I don't come to church. I don't worship him."
就像你说，你不能说啊，我在乎主耶稣，主耶稣在我心里，但我不来聚会。
I don't do anything for Jesus.
我不为主做任何事情。
But in my heart, I care about him.
但在我心里，我在乎他。
You cannot say that because it's not true.
你不能这样说，因为这不是真的。
So how do we show care to our spouse?
所以我们要如何去表达关心呢
？Well, there's a list of things that you can see. What are you doing it, or you can ask your wife or husband tonight. Which one he or she like?
那有这有一个清单，我们可以去思想说哦，哇，我们有在做什么，或者我们可以跟自己另外一半彼此讨论。
I'm sure if you're still in honeymoon, right? If a couple still in honeymoon or the first month or two, you're doing a lot of this. But after a long time, maybe we are throwing this all away.
那我相信啊，在这个蜜月期的时候，可能在这前一两个月啊，丈夫和妻子就会做这清单上很多的事情，但日复一日，你就慢慢越做越少。
Okay, what is in the list?
那这个清单是什么
？Some people like to be called or text to.
有些人呢喜欢就是接到电话。
If you receive your spouse calling during the day or texting, say, "Hey, how are you? Everything all right?" And you feel care.
那有些人觉得说，好像在这个白天呢、工作时候，然后接到另外一半打来的电话或者简讯，他就觉得很受关心。
Because you're spending the time, you remember your loved one during the middle of the day. It's different.
因为你在这个一日当中，你有去记得你的另外一半。
Just like in the daytime, we think about Jesus.
就像你在这个白天当中呢，你去想起主耶稣。
You are very busy. Suddenly, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I think that I should pray in silence and talk to my God.
你可能这个一天很忙，但就是在下午2点的时候，你突然觉得说现在有点时间，我应该来默祷。
The Bible says Daniel prayed 3 times a day. He think about God 3 times a day at least.
那圣经说，但以理他一天祷告3次，就表示他一天当中有3次想到神。
Even in the middle of the day, he's very busy.
他就算他每天都很忙
，but in the middle of the day, he still kneel down to pray.
但在他繁忙的这一天当中，他还找到时间去祷告。
So, when you're very busy, sometimes you give your spouse a call or give a small text, maybe you touch his heart or her heart.
那所以不论你今天多忙你在一天当中之中，你可能就可以联系一下，让他觉得说你爱他。
Secondly.Care can be shown by giving your spouse a small gift.
然后第二点就是我们可以用这个送礼物来表达我们对另外一半的爱。
We love to receive gift.
每个人都喜欢收到礼物。
How do we know that God loves us so much?
我们要如何知道神很爱我们
？Because He has given so much gift to us.
因为神他给我们很多的礼物。
The gift of life.
生命的礼物。
The gift of family.
家庭的礼物。
And also the gift of Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵
，so that we know God loves us because He gives us so much gift.
所以我们知道神很爱我们，因为他给我们很多。
So if you want to show your spouse your love, every now and then you buy some gift for them.
那所以如果你想要表达你对另外一半的爱，你可能这个不经意的就可以给他一些礼，给他送他礼物。
Doesn't have to be every day or super expensive.
那不一定是要每一天或者是很昂贵。
Well, but some people like to receive gift. If your spouse loves to receive gift, they have to do it.
但有些人他们喜欢收礼物，所以如果你的另外一半也是这样子的话，你也可以去做。
If your wife tell you you haven't given me gift for a long time，
那如果你的妻子告诉你说你很久都没送我礼物了
，What do you say？
你要说什么
？You should never say my money is your money, right? If you like gift, you buy yourself. Why you ask me? You should never say this.
你不应该说我的钱就是你的钱。如果你看到想要什么，你就去买嘛。
You cannot say this because you have no heart.
你不能这样说，因为你没有心。
If your wife love gift, you say okay, I have already something for you. Don't worry.
若你的妻子今天跟你说你很久没有送我礼物了，
right.
你就要说不要担心，我已经准备好了。
And then you of course you have to get ready online order something, right? I mean next morning or tonight you have a special delivery.
那当然，可能你就是隔天早上你就要开始订了，然后用傍晚寄到的。
Just like God, right? If you need something, you ask God. God give it to you.
那就像你跟神之间的关心，你向神求什么，神就给你。
God love you so much, He give you a lot of gift.
神他很爱你，他。送你了，他给了你很多礼物。
And okay, and then next, maybe some people like, you know what I need is, how do I know you care for me because you cook me a favorite meal?
那再过来，有些人觉得说我怎么知道你很在乎我呢？那就是因为你煮了我爱吃的东西。
You know, the stomach related to the heart directly.
那胃是和心相连接的。
If a stomach is filled, the old people say, right, your heart is satisfied.
那就像老人家有时候说的。当你吃饱了，你的心也就满足了。
Especially now, during the pandemic, right? Most people are afraid to go to restaurant.
而像现在在疫情很多人都很害怕去餐厅。
Some people show care and concern to the spouse. You know, go to YouTube, learn how to make the specialty, right? Whatever your spouse like, and then oh, suddenly you present it. This is what you like.
当然，如果你想要表达你对另外一半的关心啊，你可以上网去看说他最爱吃的这道菜是什么，你就可以给他，呈给他。
You know, nowadays during the pandemic, after the pandemic, everybody become a chef.
我想在这个疫情之后，每个人都会变成大厨。
If you want to learn, everything is on the internet.
因为你想要学，所有的一切都在网络上可以找到。
Right, everything. If you want to, if you put effort.
每任何的一切的东西，只要你下功夫。
And sometimes you can show care for a date. You know, you put the children aside, and then you and your spouse, you know, go somewhere, have a date.
那或是另外一个，你可以就是可能在。 有些时候啊，你可以将孩子就安置好，然后你们两个去约会。
This is also very important.
这个也很重要。
Or give them give your spouse a kiss before you leave the house, or when you come back, give them a hug.
或是在你这个离家之前，亲吻你的太太，或者在你回来之后就拥抱她。
So don't neglect about all this detail to show care.
对这些细节，我们都不要去忽略。Secondly, 那第二，
How do you show care?
要如何去表达？ 关心或爱,
is you have heartfelt conversation every day.
那就是你每天都有一个心对心的谈话，交心的谈话.
Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14.
我们翻到雅歌2章14节.
Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14.
雅歌书2章14节，14节，我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中，在陡岩的隐秘处，求你容我得见你的面貌，得听你的声音，因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。
Here the bridegroom talks to the bride.
那这里这个新郎告与新娘对话.
He said, "Oh, my dove, my loved one."
他说啊，我的鸽子啊，我所爱的.
You are hiding in the rocks.
你在磐石穴中隐秘处的隐秘处.
Oh, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice.
求你让我得见你的面貌，听得听你的声音.
Wow, because your voice is so gentle and wonderful.
因为你的声音柔和.
Now you may ask, if they are together, why they don't hear each other's voice?
那你可以想说，哎，为什么他们在一起了，为什么听不到彼此的声音呢？
For example, the husband and wife stay in the home, especially during this pandemic. Every day is in home. Why don't you hear each other's voice?
那就像是现在在疫情啊，你们两个都在家里24小时，但为什么听不到彼此的声音呢？
Yes, we are together.
是，我们在一起。
However, because life is so busy.
但因为生活太忙了。
All you talk sometimes is work.
你们之间所聊的都是工作，
or housework，
或者是家里的事，
or the children， the homeschooling stuff and everything，
或者是孩子啊，或者他们的这个教育。
Sometimes we talk too much, so they become arguing.
那有时候讲太多就变成争吵。
And then when we talk even loud，
还会大声说话。
When you talk loud, your heart is not together.
当你们在这个大声说话的时候，你的心是没有在一起的。
Or when you are talking, there are so many things distract you.
或者是当你在讲话的时候，有太多的干扰。
Your cell phone, your computer, your screen, so that you never really put down things talking to your wife.
你的手机、你的电脑，太多的事情，让你没有办法与妻子好好的说话。
Especially nowadays, a lot of men, right? They're so addicted to electronics.
像今天呢，这个男人他们对这个电子产品非常的上瘾。
Wow, and then all the time they're checking news or medias or games.
随时都在更新自己的新闻，然后或是游戏.
When the wife talking to him, he's no interest. Oh, okay, listening. Oh, wait, wait, wait.
然后当他的妻子要跟他说话的时候，他就也没有什么兴趣.
Or the wife, okay, because you talk to me like this, I also play my cell phone.
这个太太就会觉得说，我要跟你讲话，你都这样子的话，我也自己玩我的手机好了。
When you cannot have a heartfelt, look at this, right? It's not just conversation. The Bible says it's a heartfelt conversation.
圣经里面跟我们说，是要有一个心连心的，要能够用心的交谈。
Have to be quiet.
一定要安静。
After a long day.
在这一天之后。
Maybe make a cup of tea together.
可能一起泡茶。
And the children asleep.
那这个孩子睡觉了。
It's to sit together, talk about, oh, how's your feeling? How's your day?
就你们两个人自己单独的去讲说去聊今天怎么样。
This kind of heartfelt conversation is lacking.
在很多时候，这样子一个交心的交谈是缺乏的。
We only talk about business.
一直讲工作。
Work.
这个事业。
But no true communication.
但没有一个真正的交流。
Then how can your relationship be strong?
那这样你的关系要如何坚强呢？
Just like we and Jesus Christ.
就像我们与主之间的关系。
When we pray very deeply, we are having heartfelt conversation with Him.
当我们今天有一个非常深沉的祷告，我们是在与主交心。
And then every day you have heartfelt conversation with Jesus, your faith increases.
那你每一天都与主有交心的 对谈的话，你的信仰就会进，你的信仰信心就会进步。
But if your heart cannot calm down to talk to Jesus,
但若你的心没有办法安静，当你与主谈话的时候
，You cannot feel His love.
你就感受不到他的爱。
So same when we talk to our spouse.
那同样的，就我们在与自己的另外一半对话的时候
，Heartfelt conversation.
一定要交心。
So just like this, the groom talking to the bride.
就像这里这个新郎在跟新娘对话。
Come out of the rock, come out of the hiding place.
那求你从你这个隐秘处出来。
You know, some people hide their emotion.
那有些人他们会隐藏自己的情绪。
They don't want to talk.
他们不想要说。
They are not happy, but they don't want to talk about it.
他们不开心，但他们不想要讲。
And then they hide the emotion inside.
他们就将自己的情绪锁住。
It's not good.
这是不好的。
If you have emotion, if you have anything, any issue, you have to talk about it.
如果你有任何的情绪，你有任何的问题，都要把它说出来。
But when you talk, you have to ask God to help you to communicate.
那当然，当你要说出来的时候，你要求神帮助你，让你带领教你。
And then the more you talk, you know, ask God to guide you, put Jesus first, put Jesus in the middle.
那你说越多，你就要去更将主耶稣放在这个你的中间。
How can we solve our problem?
你要去想说啊，如何能够去解决问题
？Oh, and then you find out ways.
你就找到这个方式。
And then your voice become more and more gentle.
那你的声音就会越来越柔和。
You know, some couple they talk, but their voice is not gentle.
那有些这个丈夫与妻子啊，他们对话，但是声音却不柔和。
When they're talking, they just like shouting. They just like arguing.
然后每次对话的时候都是在彼此的这个咆哮。
Look at the Bible saying, right? Oh, your voice is husband saying, right?
那你看这圣经里面说什么？这个丈夫在说
，The husband say, "Oh, my loved one, your voice is so gentle."
这个丈夫在说啊，我所爱的，你的声音柔和。
Sister, are you talking gently to your husband?
对，姐妹，我们今天是否有用柔和的声音与丈夫说话呢
？Sometimes I look at a woman, they talk to the babies very gently, but talk to the husband like a tiger.
啊，有时候我看到感觉这个女生呢，妈妈对孩子说话都很柔、
oh,
很柔和。
Right, the husband, bring this.
对这个孩子啊，就是在讲话的时候就很这个很温柔啊。对先生的时候就像个母老虎。
Why are you talking to your child so patient? Talking to your husband so impatient?
那所以为什么你会对自己的孩子这么有耐心，但却对自己的丈夫没有耐心呢
？Or maybe you are too occupied with your housework.
那或是当你们两个都已经因为家里的这个事情已经太多了。
Of course, I know being a woman is not easy.
那当然了，作为女人不容易。
But men, they like the woman to be gentle.
但男人喜欢自己的女人柔。
Sometimes a gentle talk will captivate their heart and change them.
你柔和的声音能够去改变一个人的心。
But of course, the man also should help.
那当然，作为丈夫，我们也要去帮忙。
Be understanding.
要去有能够去有同理心。
If you want your wife to be gentle, you better help her to do everything and make her happy, so that she'll be gentle to you.
如果你要让你的妻子温柔，你一定要去帮她。
You cannot complain to her why you're not gentle, right? Preacher said you're gentle. Otherwise, all the sisters are calling me tonight complaining.
你不能去向你的妻子抱怨说你为什么不温柔啊？你不能跟她讲说传道要你温柔。
This is both sides. Always is both sides.
因为这个关系是双向。
And then next point, how do we show love?
那第三点，我们要如何去表达爱呢
？Let's turn to Song chapter 2 verse 10。
我们再翻到雅歌二章十节。
Song chapter 2 verse 10。
雅歌书二章十节，第十节，我良人对我说：“我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。”
11。
十一节，因为冬天已往，雨水止住过去了。
12。
十二节，地上百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候已经来到，斑鸠的声音在我们境内也听见了。
13。
十三节，无花果树的果子渐渐成熟，葡萄树开花放香。我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。
These few words are so beautiful and wonderful.
这几段经节很美。
Of course, spiritually talk about Jesus and the church.
那当然，在这个属灵上就是在讲主耶稣基督与教会。
He invited the church, his bride, to go with him everywhere.
他邀请他的教会。起来与他同去。
And wherever Jesus go, you follow, and then you see very beautiful scene.
那不论主耶稣他今天去哪，我们都追随他，我们就会看到美丽的风景。
This is called being company together.
这是叫彼此同在。
You know, Jesus loves us, so he like us to spend time with him.
那因为主耶稣爱我们，他也希望我们去陪伴他。
We love Jesus, we spend time with Jesus.
我们爱主，所以我们也花时间与主陪伴。
So this bring another point. How do you show love?
那所以这告诉我们的另外一点，我们要如何去表达爱
？Show love is being a willing to accompany together.
能够去表达爱的一种方式就是陪伴。
Company being willing to be a company.
你愿意去陪伴。
Now he said, right after the long winter, wow, the spring is coming. You know, so he told his beloved.
那这里啊，这里说了，这个漫长的冬天已过，春天已来了。
Oh, rise up, my love.
他说我的爱起来。
What does that mean?
这代表什么
？Maybe the wife, the loved one is sleeping.
啊，可能就是说你的爱人在睡觉。
I know some sister they like to sleep long hours, right?
我知道有些姐妹可能很喜欢睡觉。
Maybe Sunday morning, oh, I want to sleep.Sleeping in like up to 1 o'clock.
啊，就是周日了，就喜欢睡到一点钟。
Because daytime is so busy.
因为这个白天哦太忙了。
But the husband get up early. He said, "Wow, outside, look at this, right? Oh, spring is coming."
但这个丈夫可能就看到这外面说，我今天天气很好。
So he told his wife, this beloved one, say, "Oh, rise up."
他就跟他的爱人说啊，起来。
My love.
我的爱人。
You know, husband, you have to learn about sweet talk. You know, even though you don't know how to sweet talk, the Bible tells you what is a sweet talk.
啊，这个
love talk only to your wife.
啊，作为男人，我们要会讲这个甜言蜜语啊。圣经也告诉我们要如何。
It's from the Bible. It's not from anywhere else.
那这是从圣经里面的，也不是从其他地方来的。
Brothers, if every day you tell your wife, you know, my love, she'll be her heart will melt. Oh, what do you want me to cook for you? Everything, I'll learn.
啊，这个弟兄，如果你每天对你的这个妻子讲说啊，我的爱，我的爱，他就会问你说，你要吃什么，我去帮你煮。
哇、wow, ，this is very important how you address your wife。
那这个很重要的，当你今天如何去称呼你的太太？
哇、wow, ，my love， how many of you， how many of our brothers call your wife my love every day？
哎，有多少弟兄啊，每天都会跟自己的太太说我的爱？
啊、some husband even make a nickname for the very bad nickname for the wife. It's very bad。
那有些这个弟兄还帮自己的太太取了这个很糟的昵称
啊 ，it's not good，
小名啊，这个不好啊。
So you have to tell your wife my love。
所以你要称呼你的妻子，你要叫她我的爱。
This is the loved one you marry when you were young。
这是你年幼所娶的妻。
And then you should tell your wife, oh my fair one。
啊，你要说啊，我的佳偶，我的美人。
Wow, my loved one, my beautiful one。
就我的爱人，我的美人。
Wow, if a husband can do this, wife, the heart is very satisfied.
如果今天一个丈夫能够做到这样子的话，我想他的太太会觉得很满足。
哦、oh, ，美人啊 ，my fair one, and then come with me, come away.
说我的美人，我的美人，起来与我同去。
Because outside is so beautiful, I want you to go away with me.
因为这个外面很漂亮，我希望你与我同去。
Ah, maybe I know the wife like to sleep in, you know, don't disturb me, right? You go, you go.
那或许我会知道，有些太太就觉得说啊，你不要来烦我了，你自己去。
Oh, you like sport? Oh, you go to watch yourself. Don't bother me.
那你喜欢运动，你喜欢看球赛，你自己去，你不要来烦我。
But look at what the Bible say.
但圣经里面这里告诉我们
，The husband say, "Oh, my loved one, come with me."
那圣经这里说啊，这个丈夫对他太太说啊，我的美人与我同去。
Two times it said this.
两次。
Verse 13 say again, "My fair one, come, arise."Come away.
第十三节又说了，我的美人起来与我同去。
This is how you show love.
这是就你该如何表达爱的方式。
You're willing to spend time together doing things together.
那你愿意花时间呢、啊，彼此陪伴，一起去做一些事情。
If a husband tell you get up early, let's go for a walk or go for hiking.
如果你的丈夫告诉你说，哎，我们今天早起一起去爬山。
Even though you hate hiking.
就算你讨厌爬山。
I say okay, if this is what you like, okay, I'll go one time.One time in a month，
你可能就会说啊，好吧，如果这是你喜欢的，我就一个月陪你去一次。
If your wife says I like shopping, I want to go to mall and shop something, right? And you go with me.
那如果你的太太也跟你说，她喜欢购物，喜欢逛街，你可不可以陪她
？You should not say you know shopping what, right? Buy what?
你就不能去说买什么？
哎 ，You go yourself.
你自己去。
No, if you want to go, you go with her. You go with her.
那如果她如果说她要去的话，你就要跟她一起去。
Do the things together.
一起去做事情
，and that is very important.
这个非常重要。
So today, this is the way how we show love to each other.
所以今天这就是我们可以去表达爱的方式。
And the next one, how do you show love?
那第四，我们要如何去表达爱呢
？Intimacy is also very important.
就是亲密，
亲密的关系啊，
亲密的关系。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 21 verse 10.
我们翻到出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 21 verse 10.
出埃及记21:10。第十节
，Chapter 21, verse 10。
出埃及记二十一章十节，第十节，若另娶一个，那女子的吃食、衣服并好合的事，人不可减少。
Intimacy in the Bible, sexual relationship is very important for a relationship.
这个性生活是很重要的。
In the marriage,
在婚姻里的。
Before marriage, it is a sin, so don't do it.
在你结婚之前，这是罪，所以不要做。
Outside marriage is a deadly sin. You lose salvation.
那如果在婚姻之外的，那是致死的罪。
You lose heavenly inheritance.
你就会失去了天国的产业。
But within marriage,
但是在婚姻里
is a blessing from God.
是神的祝福。
This is also a right.
这也是对的事。
And then you have to do it.
但你也要去做。
This is also a communication.
这也是一个交流。
So if husband and wife, they don't have this intimacy.
那所以，若丈夫和妻子他们没有这样子的没有性生活的话
，And then the devil is very cunning. He'll use this to tempt one side or both side to go to commit sin.
那这魔鬼啊，他就会去，不论是哪一边，他就会去试探，然后去让他们犯罪。
So it is very important to have this kind of communication.
那所以这样子的一个交流，好合的事是很重要的。
Let's turn to Genesis 26 verse 8.
我们翻到《创世纪》26章第8节。
Genesis 26 verse 8.
创世纪26章第8节。第8节，他在那里住了许久。有一天，非利士人的王亚比米勒从窗户里往外观看，见以撒和他的妻利百加戏玩。
Here Isaac moved to a place.
那这里啊，以撒他搬去了一个地方。
In the Philistine.
在这个非利士。
He afraid that people will kill him because of his wife.
他很害怕这个非利士人会因为他的太太把他杀了。
So he learned from his father telling a lie, saying that, oh, she's my sister.
所以他就学他的爸爸去撒谎说啊，她是我的妹子。
And then other people discover they are not only brother and sister.
但其他的外人就一发觉了说他们不只是兄妹。
Because they observe him physically, they are very close.
那因为他们看到说他们很亲密。
This physical action will show people that you two are in love.
那这样子一个亲密的行为还有动作，会让别人知道说你们是你们的关系。
So this is usually physical interaction outside, show your relationship inside.
那所以你在外在的这个亲密的关系，它就表现出了你们内在的关系。
So this is very important.
所以这很重要。
So especially for husband.
特别是丈夫。
And wife.
还有妻子。
This kind of expression to maintain the relationship.
那这样子的一个表达表现是很重要的。
But of course, in the church, you don't have to show this affection to everybody, right?
当然，在教会你就不用这样子去展示给所有人。
Some people do it overly.
有些人就太超过。
Even inside the chapel, still holding hands or sit together, you know, touching each other as part of husband and wife.
在教会还牵手啊，然后坐在一起啊，或者是一直摸。
That's not good.
这个不太好。
Thank God now, social distance is impossible.
感谢神啊！现在因为这个安全距离的关系，这个很难。
You don't do it in the church or publicly, right?
你不需要在教会或在公共场合去做。
But privately.
但在私底下。
And then another way to show love.
那另外一个去表达爱。
Encouragement.
就是鼓励。
Let's turn to Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 1.
我们翻到雅歌书二章一节。
Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
雅各书二章一到三节
，Chapter two, verse one to three。
雅各书二章一到三节啊，第一节，我是沙伦的玫瑰花，是谷中的百合花。
Two。
第二节，我的佳偶在女子中，好像百合花在荆棘内。第三节，我的良人在男子中，如同苹果树在树林中，我欢欢喜喜坐在他的荫下，尝他果子的滋味，觉得甘甜。
Here the Bible show us what is the way to cultivate good in marriage in relationship.
那这里圣经里面告诉我们要如何去供养去维系自己的婚姻。
Here the husband and wife they keep praising, encouraging, giving compliment to each other.
那这里啊，丈夫和妻子他们互相的鼓励、赞美彼此。
Here the bridegroom praising his loved one.
那这里这个新郎在去赞美他的爱人。
He said, "My loved one, so fair, my woman."
他说我的佳偶。
She is like a lily in the bush of thrones.
她就像这个荆棘内的百合花。
Wow, you know, she described all the women as like thrones, all the women like thistle. no value, no attractive to him.
啊，这个新郎啊，将这一些众女子都比喻成荆棘，对他是不好。
Only you, you are the lily.
他说你就是那唯一的百合花。
Wow, you know when a woman heard about this, her heart is, wow, really, I'm the lily. Other women is like thorns. Okay, I'll be one. I'll be a lily.
啊，当这个女人当她的太太啊，听到说啊，其他女人都是荆棘，我是那个百合花，我愿意做这唯一的百合花。
Wow, she's encouraged. She's motivated.
他就受到这样子的鼓励和这个动力。
Your love, the husband, right? Your love will affect the look of your woman.
你的爱会在你太太、你妻子的脸上去体现出来。
If you always praise her, encourage her.
如果你经常去赞美她、鼓励她
，and then she'll be more beautiful.
她就会越来越美。
If you always criticize her, neglect her, she'll be less beautiful than before.
啊，如果你一直去批评她、去这个嘲讽她，她就会越来越不美。
And then you look at verse 3, how the wife praised the husband.
那我们看第三节，这个太太是如何去，妻子如何去赞美她的丈夫。
You know, my husband is like my loved one, is like the apple tree in the forest.
然后我的良人在这个男子中，就像苹果树在树林中。
Wow, you know, there are a lot of trees in the forest, right? But apple tree is different, can give you fruit.
那在这个一片森林里面有很多树，但只有苹果树可以给你苹果吃。
He's so good, you know, I can eat the fruit. He's so nice, he's so wonderful.
他太好，太好了，我可以尝他果子的滋味。
Today sometimes we hear the opposite.
那今天我们都会听到相反。
Sometimes from the wife we hear he complains, she complains about husband.
我们经常会听到这个妻子在抱怨丈夫。
Oh, the husband complains about the wife.
或是丈夫在抱怨妻子。
Some even complain each other publicly.
那有些人他们还在这个公共场合里面去批评。
Some even complain the spouse in front of the friend or other brother and sister in church.
那有些人他们还会在这个朋友或是教会弟兄姐妹之前去批评自己的伴侣。
This is very foolish action.
这是很愚蠢的行为。
If you want to destroy your marriage, go ahead and do it.
如果你想要摧毁你的婚姻，你就去做吧。
If you want to destroy your marriage, go to other people, say bad things about your spouse. Go ahead.
如果你今天想要摧毁你的婚姻，你就去别人面前去抱怨，去骂你的另外一半。
Some even post it on the social media.
那或者是有些还发在这个社交媒体上面。
This is very foolish.
这个很愚蠢。
It's not going to help.
这个也没有任何的帮助。
Right? If you have problem issue, you have to privately discuss it, seek help privately to do it.
如果你们今天关系里面有问题，你们应该私底下去解决。
But if you want to improve it, you have to encourage each other.
那当然，如果你想要去改善的话，你就要去鼓励彼此。
Even though he's not perfect or she is not perfect.
就算你们两个都不是完美。
But you still have to praise about the compliment about the good point publicly or privately.
但还是要去赞美，去鼓励彼此。
Everyone have shortcoming, right? Who doesn't have shortcoming?
每个人都有短处。
Why you criticize the others? You don't think about your own.
那你为什么要不去想自己，要去批评别人呢
？But when we praise, when we encourage each other.
但当我们今天在鼓励彼此
，then the shortcoming will become smaller.
这个短处就越来越小。
And then the strength will become bigger.
那优点就会越来越放大。
So never ever.Criticize or you know say bad things about your spouse publicly or in front of other people.
我们不要在他人面前，在外人面前去公开的批评自己的伴侣。
You look at the Song of Songs, teach us all the wonderful things about maintaining a good marriage relationship.
如果你看雅歌，他就告诉我们要如何去拥有一个美好的婚姻。
Next line say, whatever you lacking is what you fail to give.
你今天你所有缺乏的都是你没有付出的。
Then how do we fix it?
我们要如何去修正呢
？Bible gives us one thing.
圣经里面告诉我们。
Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
路加福音38章。
6:38.
6:38.
Luke 6:38.
路加福音6:38。
Luke 6:38.
6:38，38节，你们要给人，就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇。带按上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Jesus tells us how do we put God first using God's way to maintain our marriage.
主耶稣这里告诉我们要如何用神的话来去维持自己的婚姻。
Don't complain the empty box. Don't complain other people don't deposit.
那不要去抱怨这个空盒子，不要去抱怨没有人别人的缺乏。
You do it first.
你自己要先做。
Give.
付出。
And it will be given to you.
你给你就会得到。
This works in every relationship, especially in marriage.
那是在所有的关系里面都是这样，都是双向的，尤其是在婚姻里。
So how to prevent extramarital affair? How to prevent devil from tempting us?
所以我们要如何去避免奸淫和或是犯罪，或者让魔鬼来试探我们呢？
The last slide show us. Every day we have intermarital affair. This means a strong relationship with your spouse.
那每一天呢，我们都
天天内遇，
天天炼狱，
炼这个字来了。
这个天天内狱。
Every day, you and your husband and wife have strong intermarried relationship, intermarital affair.
那你只要天天内狱，你的婚姻、你的内在就会强大。
And then you can prevent extramarital affair.
那你就会避免外遇。
May God help us.
也愿神帮助我们。
Let's sing him.
一起唱诗。
431.
431首。